Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome to the Burnout Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Coleman, and this is the media production element behind MassCom 484 Media Foundry. Robert Milazzo challenged us to work on our own productions during this semester. These productions include Eric Wilson's narrative Within, Amina Dawson's documentary Star, and Ash Sigdell's narrative Burnout. This podcast will take a deep dive into the production of Burnout by sitting down with different people who worked on the project. This series will be a 6-episode series, each focused on a different position involved for the Burnout production. For this episode, we're sitting down with another member of the crew, Ellie. She has worked on the creative design and the gore elements that are visually present in this short film. Ellie is graduating this December with her degree in media production. With her time in media production, she has created her own horror short film and worked on other various projects in media production. Ash noticed her short film with horror elements, and Ash really wanted these to be implemented into the scenes for Burnout. In this episode, we talk about looking back at production, her specifics in creative design, and more.
Yeah, my name is Ellie Moneykaisen. I am, I guess, technically from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm from, Southwest Virginia, but I moved a lot, so that's, in short. And I worked on the design aspect of this short film.
Nice. And also, where do you work right now?
I work at Blanchard's Coffee. I'm a barista.
Blanchard's, nice. Now, how long have you been at Blanchard's?
Almost 2 years.
Two years. That's so cool. And did that start out as an internship?
No, it was my job. And then I had to have an internship to be required. And so I actually just reached out to the people that do our graphic design and our media. And I asked if I could do it. And so now we have created an internship at Blanchard's.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's cool. You've, helped produce that.
Yeah, that is really crazy.
Yeah. You like working at, a coffee store?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. I get to get out of work, I get to get off work at, 2 in the afternoon, which is such a nice thing to have, especially as a student.
Get your nights free.
Yeah, your nights are really good. Honestly, most of the time, I work 5 to 4 days out of the week, so it's not anything too crazy. But yeah, I would say daytime bartending is really what it boils down to. Yeah. So that's kind of fun, I guess.
And so when you look at the Burnout production, how did you get involved in this process?
So Ash asked me to be a part of it because I had made a short horror film and I'd put it in our highlight reel to show what work I've done, and he liked that I have done prosthetics and blood before, so he asked me to help out with that, and it just so happens that Rob then also put me in charge of it. So yeah,
I feel like we've all gotten into our own certain special fields on each of these productions, and it's really been interesting to see what kind of elements we all each bring into it. So when you take that in mind, what sort of inspirations did you take in this production, whether that's specific towards your role or your role towards design or just in general that you've been, maybe music or media you've been into the past few months?
Yeah. I think for things when it comes to blood or gore and any kind of really crazy set design, my favorite director, I think, is probably a pretty big influence, Greg Araki, who has done, he did Nowhere, which is, one of my favorite movies, and he did The Doom Generation. Both of those are, super bloody and super, crazy looking, and so I did really want that to be an aspect, especially when you get to scenes like the post-it notes and stuff like that. I really like the concepts of, all of these colors surrounding people, and it looks very surreal. So that was a lot of, I think, what influenced me. But yeah,
you mentioned the sticky notes. How many sticky notes did you buy for this production?
1700. We did not use all of them, thank God.
If we used all of them, I think we would still be cleaning up from production.
100%. I mean, honestly, I think we could have gone crazier with them, but I do understand not wanting to write notes on 1700.
That was the thing, because I remember I got up there on the first day of shooting, and then they were like, Brett, write anything down on the post-it notes. And yes. I was like, okay. And I was like running out of ideas.
No, this happened.
But it was kind of fun just writing whatever, whether it was like right. kind of related to the production or just like gibberish.
Something. And it happened yeah. with the other project too, with Eric's thing is we were
the bathroom scene.
Writing bathroom notes. And so I was just like, okay, I had like, Janelle and Ryan sit down and was like, please just write anything, mm-hmm. like anything at all. So yeah, I think that is definitely a learning lesson for mm-hmm. any kind of written prop in the future.
And what would you say is your favorite part of working on Burnout?
Maybe the last day of shooting was really, really fun to me, mostly because it was like, I think we were under so much pressure and we really needed to get it like knocked out, that it was kind of nice to see everyone kind of come together and switch out things. And like, that's also selfishly, that's when all of my props got used, so it was like, finally it's their time to shine. That's when I got to do all the like major prosthetics, so I think that was my favorite part. Other than that, making the prosthetics was really fun. I was just sitting in my living room making them for about a month just to see what did and didn't work.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting working on this production, the fact that like most of the scenes are based around office and like the dryness of an office, but we didn't get to the office scenes until the last 2 days of shooting, so it was kind of like, it felt good to end on those scenes, shooting those and working on those.
Yeah, I mean, I think the garden scene was really fun to be a part of. I also think that was like a lot of moving parts were like working against time and like running out of daylight and trying to do all these things.
Yeah, we worked from like day up to day down.
Seriously. Yeah. So, but I do agree, like ending on the office, it was at least like, okay, finally, like where most of this takes place. This is exciting.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun on those, especially that garden day. That was a good time. And when you look at your role of design, what would you say was your biggest challenge?
Well, actually, yeah, I can think of one for sure. When the day of the garden shoot, when we had to apply prosthetics to Abby and we found out that they were allergic to latex, which is what I made everything out of. One learning lesson on asking everyone if they have a latex allergy, that's a pretty big one for me. But then two, trying to come up with makeup and prosthetics
on the spot.
Like, we're running out of time. So that was definitely the biggest challenge for me, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Abby being like, oh, like I'm allergic to latex. And then we were all kind of like, oh. And then they were like, no, I could just do it for the scene. And then we were like, no.
Don't do that.
Don't suffer yourself for a pseudo film. That's not.
It was one of those, once they looked and they were like, is that latex? My stomach dropped. And yeah, I agree. When they were saying like they could do it and like, but I was like, it's on your face. I don't really want to risk that. So I feel like I adapted fast enough, and like honestly the last minute decision to put like cotton balls in blood and make some texture really I think saved me for that. But yeah
it was really cool to like see your process throughout the whole production, especially like the office scenes, and I remember the garden scenes, like the scenes we needed some of your like help for with like the gore. It was so cool to like see you like take your time and make sure you got all the details correct. And it's very like, I don't know, I've never really worked on a production and like seen people work on that type of design. It was really cool to see like right there face to face with that. So it's really cool seeing that. What is something that you really enjoy about being in the city of Richmond?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I love Richmond. I've lived here for almost 8 years, I think. So it's the beauty of a city. Like, I never grew up in, like, a city or a rural area or a urban area. But it's still small enough that everyone knows each other, which is really crazy to me. I think other than that, the music scene was, I think, the point where I made the most friends in Richmond. And then my current job is also where I've gotten to know a lot of different people, and, you know, hang out and have new experiences. But yeah, I think Richmond is a really cool city. I think for people that love like the underground punk, indie, whatever scene, like this is a really good place for that. So that's been really fun to be a part of and be around by.
Yeah, I think with Richmond, it's like you meet one person and you get like introduced to a whole group of people that like it can really change like the group of people you're around, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And you can just be like, the social interactions are always like fresh and like new. You don't really know what's gonna happen, which is cool. And when you look at what you did working on this production, what do you hope to achieve by working on this production, and what skills do you think it offered to you specifically?
I've only ever done like special effects makeup for one other thing, which was my own short film. So this was a really big experience to be able to do it, not just for a short film, but in front of other people was another big thing. I feel like when it's your own project, you kind of are okay with whatever it looks like, but when other people are around, you really want to step it up. I also think it got me to kind of explore more creatively using different types of prosthetics. I made them with latex and cotton balls primarily, but there were a few that I made with latex and flour, which was really cool. I feel like I got to explore more types of like makeup and gore and like messy stuff, which I think was really fun. It was a cool opportunity to get to do that.
Yeah, it was really cool to see that on the set. And you mentioned your own short film. Why don't you tell us about that?
I made a short film in 2022 called Creep, and it was these two characters are on their first date. The girl decides to go up to see the guy's apartment for the first time, and he's actually a serial killer who has another crazy little creature living in his apartment. It's my first short film ever, so it's something that I think I'm proud of. I don't love the writing. I'm not a very good writer, so that was a big stress for me. But other than that, I think it turned out pretty all right.
And you got to do some of those like gore elements on that.
Yes.
Like what type of elements? If you could give us some examples.
Yeah. The final scene, there's a character that is this monster girl, whatever, but she has this like side of her face is kind of ripped up in a way where you can see her teeth exposed. It's the very last shot is seeing her like full face, which was really fun. And then I also had to make a fake scalp. Our lead character finds it hidden under a bed. So that was really exciting. It's still in my room to this day.
That's sick. And when you look at working on a production, like on a student short film, do you think there's any role or position that is underappreciated or not talked about enough?
I definitely think so. I mean, I think like obviously directing gets a big attention. Cinematography gets a lot of attention. I guess design kind of, when design is done well, you don't think about it, I feel, or you really think about it. It's, I guess, one or the other.
Yeah, it's like polar opposites.
Yeah, so I feel like design can get really, can fly under the radar because your brain isn't quite thinking about every piece that went into it. I think other than that, I don't know. I do think editing is it's a thankless job. It's a lot of work and it's really hard. And I think that it doesn't get quite the attention needed sometimes.
And how would you say you plan out your process when you're creating these gore elements and scenes? And how do you really like emphasize certain details throughout your work?
I did this for this one too. Some of it is copying or like mimicking movies that I like. I definitely looked at a lot of gore or like special effects makeup from recent movies that have come out. Terrifier is really big for their practical effects, and Damien Leone, the creator, does all of them. And so it was really interesting looking at all of those and kind of seeing what they do. Other than that, it is a lot of sitting on your computer looking at like medical photos and seeing what does a like burn victim look like, or what does a rotting body look like. So it's not for the faint of heart, but you know, if you're someone that likes the macabre, that's pretty much where I am. Started finding what details look like what.
Yeah, it's so cool seeing that type of like gore and just elements, because I haven't really seen too much of that, and just seeing that throughout this production is so cool. But also like seeing the whole process of how you get there is so cool to see. Yeah. And if you could say anything to future media production students, what would you tell them about like what you want them to know about getting involved in this major and this course?
This major is pretty undetermined these days. I think if I had to give them any advice, it would be to really listen to the fine details. I think when you're starting media production, you're excited about creating new things, creating these new projects. I was excited to like finally work on short films, but like you have to know what ISO is. Like, you have to know the really small fundamental pieces, or else it's not going to go your way. And I think that, that is something I think that's overlooked in media production, is there's a lot of technology, it's a lot of moving parts, and like, just take your time with it and be pretty like apt to learning more about it.
Yeah, there are definitely like lots of different little details. Like if you don't really pick up on them in intro to media production or like advanced, it's kind of like harder later on. Yeah. With like cameras or audio stuff. So when are you set to graduate, and what are your plans after graduating?
I graduate in December. I'm really
Sick. Me
excited.
Too.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be done with this part of my life. It's taken a long time to graduate, so I'm looking forward to it. After that, there's no real current set plan. I've thought about doing stuff with the Martin Agency since my internship was mostly creative advertising. Other than that, I will be leaving the country for a little bit. I'm going to live in Japan. So that is kind of what I'll be looking forward
to.
It has nothing to do with my career or anything like that.
You just got to live in Japan, though.
I'm just going to live in Japan for a month, and that will be really...
that'll be
I
such
think that'll
an experience.
Be healing.
Yeah. No, for sure, because I feel like it's definitely, at least with me, I graduated high school, and then I went straight into college, and I'm graduating now, and I like it's definitely at a point where like I want to start just visiting places and just doing more, because... I'm like so tired of school.
Yes.
And it's so exhausting. Like,
I'm tired of being like glued to a spot and having to like, oh, I can't do blah, 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 I have class. You know, like I'm really tired of doing that.
But also just like being in the same place. Like I was in Fredericksburg for 18 years. I've been in Richmond for like 4 or 5 years now. Mm-hmm. So it's like just going to someplace new is so like enticing, especially at
Seriously.
This point. And Japan sounds like it'd be super cool.
Right.
I've always wanted to go to Japan. One of my friends went last year, and she said it was like just like living in the future there. Like it looks so cool. It's so advanced. Also, the food looks so good.
I'll be staying in rural Japan. I'll be in Osaka for the most part of it.
Nice.
Yeah, so I am really looking forward to it. I think it'll be really nice to see what else is out there.
Yeah, that'll be so cool. Well, I hope you have a good time. Or is there anything else you'd like to add to the listeners? Let them know.
Please watch Burnout. give it your attention. But other than that, I'm good.
Sick. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ellie.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it. Hope you have a good one.
Thanks for listening. The Burnout Podcast is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Network. While you're at it, go check out Bad Attitude, Common Talk, and Podline for more Revoice content. And go follow us on Instagram at Revoice Network. Thank you so much.